This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a four-day visit to Japan and China. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visits to Japan and China would further India's national interests and priorities and contribute to building fruitful cooperation in advancing regional and global peace, security, and sustainable development. He said that focus will be on shaping the next phase in India-Japan's special strategic and global partnership, which has made steady and significant progress over the past 11 years. He added that Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba and he would endeavor to give new wings to collaboration, expand scope and ambition of India-Japan economic and investment ties, and advance cooperation in new and emerging technologies, including AI and semiconductors. He stated that the visit will also be an opportunity to strengthen civilizational bonds and cultural ties that connect the people of the two nations. Prime Minister Modi said that from Japan, he will travel to China to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of President Xi Jinping. He said India is an active and constructive member of SCO. He said India remains committed to working with the SCO members to address shared challenges and deepen regional cooperation. He said he looks forward to meeting President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin and other leaders on the sidelines of the summit. India and Bangladesh have agreed to intensify joint efforts to combat transborder crimes including smuggling, human trafficking and illegal intrusion by enhancing vigilance, increasing coordinated patrols and sharing real-time intelligence. The two countries stated this in a joint statement issued by Border Security Force and Border Guard Bangladesh after completion of the four-day Director General level border conference in Dhaka. The government has decided to extend the import duty exemption on raw cotton from 30th September to 31st December 2025. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said this decision has been taken to augment availability of cotton for the Indian textile sector. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, Chandrima Chatterjee, Secretary General, Confederation of Indian Textile Industry, said Indian textile industry is relieved with government's decision. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel inaugurated the pilot plant of CG Power's first semiconductor outsourced assembly and testing facility in Sanand near Ahmedabad. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav called this pilot project a milestone for India's semiconductor industry, announcing that the first made-in-India semiconductor chip will be produced at this plant. He added that anticipating a global shortage of skilled semiconductor professionals by 2032, the center has equipped 270 universities with state-of-the-art chip manufacturing technology to develop skilled human resources.
Globally, by 2032, there will be a shortfall of about 1 million semiconductor talent. That's what the experts predict. So we partnered with 270 universities and gave some of the most latest tools to these universities, tools from Siemens, from Cadence, from Synopsys, practically every important tool we have given to these universities.
India's industrial production growth measured by the Index of Industrial Production accelerated to a four-month high of 3.5% in July this year due to good performance of the manufacturing sector. The country's industrial output earlier recorded this level of growth at 3.9% in March this year. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, the factory output had expanded by 5% in the same month last year. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that Iran is ready to resume fair negotiations over its disputed nuclear program if the West shows goodwill. This statement comes hours after three European powers triggered the process to reimpose UN sanctions on Tehran. In a letter sent to European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas, Araghchi reaffirmed Iran's readiness to resume fair and balanced diplomatic negotiations on the condition that the other parties show seriousness and goodwill and avoid actions that harm the chance of success. And that is the end of this news bulletin.